Halifax's newest clinic and pharmacy had its grand opening last week. Mosaic on Quinpool Road is home to a whole host of healthcare professionals under one roof. Carrie Ellen Graham's a pharmacist, clinical lead, and co-owner of Mosaic. Good morning, Carrie Ellen. Welcome back.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about this clinic. We've seen, you know, signs around it, not quite sure what's going on in there for the last several months or so. What kinds of services are offered? What kind of clinic is it?
Yeah, so it's a very novel approach, very unique here in Nova Scotia, for sure. We have a full-fledged pharmacy, but then we also have a multidisciplinary clinic as well. So we have lots of doctors in, we have physiotherapists, we have pharmacists, of course, we have a psychiatrist, social worker, counselors. So it's really just a full circle, full service multidisciplinary medical clinic as well.
Is it a walk-in clinic?
It's a walk-in clinic, but you can also book appointments from home online, or you can call our clinic and book them. We're not rostering patients, they call it. We are taking patients on a walk-in basis or through booked appointments, but we will tell patients that we'll see them on a regular basis until they get their own doctor.
And where have the doctors come from? Are they new to Nova Scotia, or are they coming from their own clinics and setting aside time?
They are local, and they have their own practices, and they're committing to us one day a week. We weren't surprised by the patient interest, but we have been surprised by the clinician interest. We're getting calls all the time from various different clinicians wanting to join our team and hearing about the concept. Everyone's quite excited about this multimodal service that we have.
Is that because they want to get experience in this, you know, a place where everything or a lot of things are offered, often spoken about as the future of better health care in Nova Scotia and elsewhere?
Exactly. Yeah. It's a team approach. We have specialists right there that they can refer to in terms of foot care or psychiatry. We're looking at cardiology. But most importantly, we're triaging patients. I just saw a couple of patients this morning who wanted to see a doctor. And our admin, who's really switched on, you know, was asking for the reason for the visit. They needed refills. So of course, those patients were quickly triaged to a pharmacist who could take care of that. Another patient was looking for foot care for diabetes that they've had for a long time. So they're quickly triaged to a podologist or foot care specialist, which opens up slots for our doctors and for patients who really do need to see a doctor that can't be treated by one of our other staff members. So triaging, I think, is key, and sharing the workload and getting as many patients in as possible.
And is it a private clinic, or do patients get their services paid for through MSI?
Mm-hmm. So we have a multi-tiered approach when it comes to that. So MSI services, for sure, all of our doctor services are covered under MSI. Many of the pharmacy services are covered under MSI, but there is a fee-for-service model as well for some of the pharmacy services that aren't covered under MSI, and as well some of the services for foot care or dietitian or counselors might be fee for services, but we're very proactive in searching out coverage. A lot of people aren't even aware that they might have a managed chronic disease benefit under their current insurance plan. So we're able to tap into that and help patients with that as well.
Was there government funding to either help set this up or mm-hmm. keep it running?
So there is not right now. And we're hoping that the government will take note of the model that we have right now. We're collecting data and we plan to present it to them. And we are hoping for funding in the future. But really, we wanted to get things going. It's a privately funded by me and my two partners. We're hoping that this will be economically feasible, but hoping that in the future the government will take a big look and say, yeah, this is a good model. We need to invest in this, and we need to create more of them.
What kind of data would support that kind of funding from the government? Is it just the number of patients coming through or anything more specific, Carrie?
So there has been data come out from the Pharmacy Association of Nova Scotia that's been very strong and valid. There's been pilot projects from them saying that pharmacists working in primary care and community have a direct impact on the number of emergency visits. It's up around 10% less emergency visits since we've created these primary care clinics run by pharmacists, for example, in Nova Scotia. So that's just one area where impact has been made. We're hoping to see the same sort of data that has been already presented.
Well, Carrie Ellen, it's great to see you, and thanks for telling us more about this as it gets off the ground.
Thanks so much. A pleasure to be here.
Carrie Ellen Graham's a pharmacist, a clinical lead and co-owner of Mosaic Clinic and Pharmacy on Quinpool Road in Halifax.